Ronald. Behind the scenes tour of Keysoft Upgrade. And hello and welcome to another episode of Burnout Podcast. This time, I'm going to devote myself on all about Keysoft Upgrade procedure and how to handle it. Recently on the Burnout list, ever since Keysoft 7.5 was released this August 2007, there was a huge interest in how to actually accomplish upgrading to Keysoft 7.5, and there were a lot of questions that were posted on the list regarding this. And I had promised on that list that I will provide a tutorial on how to do that, plus some information that wasn't available in the user guide before. Before we started, I need to emphasize that the procedures outlined below, actually outlined here within this recording, should be treated with care, because aborted software upgrade will result in the malfunction of the burnout that could result in the situation where you have to send in your burnout just to get the motherboard / firmware working. Because once the software gets corrupted, especially while the image is being erased and written, if you stop that, then Keysoft will not function because it doesn't have complete set of image on the RAM disk, Keysoft system disk. So please use this at your own risk, and please follow the instructions word to word as I describe it and I demonstrate in audio format, because even if you do one step wrong, for example, if I say to update the bootloader first, and if you update the code first, then it'll mess up the Keysoft compatibility layer. Before we begin, we need to figure out what firmware is. Keysoft is basically a firmware that runs on top of Windows CE. A firmware, according to a concise Oxford Dictionary, is a piece of software, usually an operating system, that is permanently written into read-only memory, or ROM. This is why most software packages that were intended to be installed on devices like Burnout, specifically from Humanware, is referred to as firmware, because it is used to update the ROM image that is stored on the RAM disk. Now, I'll try my best to explain the technical terms in simple language, as I'll try my best to provide some detailed usage of some terms. So firmware, you can think of it as a software that is running on read-only memory, ROM, that provides basic functions. To update the firmware, you need a specific software that is designed to do that. You cannot really update the firmware while the firmware is in use, because there might be some situation that might arise during update that requires the upgrading software to access the firmware itself. In this case, it needs to erase the firmware from the ROM image and then recreate the new firmware and transfer control to it. I want to describe what that means a bit later when I'm describing the actual upgrade itself. So basically, upgrading Keysoft means writing a new entire new firmware on Keysoft system disk. This is accomplished by the specific upgrade software, and this software not only is used to upgrade, but it also used to manage startup options such as starting with debug enabled, or starting the bootloader upgrade itself, and so forth. So upgrading to Keysoft upgrading key stuff can be divided into three steps. First, you have to download the file itself. Second, you have to download and install what's called a product key. A product key is a code that ties the serial number of a unit so that it can be used to upgrade to a newer revision of Keysoft. When Keysoft is first run after upgrade, it'll check the presence of the code. If the product key code is found, then it will unlock itself. If it cannot find it, it will say serial number required. But I'm going to show you a specific detour around that a bit later. The third task, of course, is upgrading the unit itself. In Keysoft 7.5 upgrade, you technically need three files for Vorona Empower and PK, and two files for Vorona Classic. The Vorona Classic and Empower both require nk.bin. The Vorona PK requires nk.rom. All three units require the product key file, which will be like Vorona model product key serial number.exe, where model corresponds to Classic or Empower, and serial number corresponds to the serial number, like 55555. I'm using a fictional number in order to disclose, in order to keep the serial number in confidential. In addition to that, on the Vorona PK, you need the upgrader file, which essentially unlocks the nk.rom file and expands it onto Vorona PK's RAM disk. Terms used in this tutorial. The following terms will be used to describe various aspects of upgrade procedure. RAM disk, I'm going to refer to key subsystem disk as RAM disk because it is part of RAM, which half of it is devoted to program memory, half of it is devoted to storage, and this storage space is called RAM disk. When I talk about Keysoft, this applies to all models. This is the software itself. Disk image. A disk image is an archive file that holds the image of a disk, including the specific system information such as system files, boot sectors, and so forth. The product key. The product key, I'm going to refer to the product key installer file. The bootloader. The bootloader will be described for the product key itself that starts when you either reset your Vorona or before you start an upgrade. So these are the main terms that I'm going to use to describe various aspects of upgrade procedures. For this scenario, I'm going to use the upgrade file for a Vorona Empower BT. So I have my own product key. I have the nk.bin that is used for Empower and the eboot.bin, which is used for upgrading the bootloader firmware. Occasionally, humanware releases bootloader upgrade to resolve some compatibility issues and to add some new features. In normal update, humanware does not issue this eboot.bin file, but sometimes, like this scenario, humanware does provide eboot.bin to update the bootloader. The current bootloader version is version 2.7. I actually have Keysoft 7.5 on my unit, but I'm going to demonstrate how to start it from scratch. Currently, I have a Vorona Empower BT, my SD card with the upgrade file on it, and my USB cable for active sync, my serial cable connected, and my PCMCIA slot card inserted to my slot. Please be aware that you might want to remove these while the upgrade is in process, except the upgrade media, which are compact flash for Vernal Classic and PK, and SD for Vernal and Power. Downloading the product key. Obviously, for copyright reasons, a new firmware is complete without a product key or some activation code of some sort. Burnout KeySoft is not an exception. Ever since the implementation of Software Maintenance Agreement Program in 2003 with release of KeySoft 5.0, every upgrade requires a product key or unlock code to unlock the software so it can be run on the Burnout. In my case, I have the SM account that allows me to upgrade up to KeySoft 7.5, and I already downloaded the product key. To download the product key, you would go to the website called Software Distribution Website. I'm going to briefly demonstrate that on my Burnout.
Address, press enter for www.yahoo.com/rs=1.
Please note that the speech might be a bit louder on my Burnout. I'm going to go to favorites.
SDW download site.url.
Mine is SDW site. I have it on my favorites list.
Connect using which configuration?
I'm going to use USB connection from my computer.
Login.
The actual address is this. The address for the SDW site is postdata, PULSEDATA, .propagation, PROPAGATION, .net/SDW/user/login.aspx. That is the web address that you might want to type when you want to access SDW site. And if you're going to log on to SDW site frequently, it is advisable that you save it as a favorite.
Exit. New line.
I'm in KeyWeb now. I'll press space with .46, which will tab on Qt.
Serial number. Text input.
This is where you type your serial number. For example, I'm going to type my own serial number.
You must enter a username and password. Text input.
Password is frog1. FROG. And drop A, which is 1 in computer braille. I'll press enter.
Please wait. Piece of SMA downloads.
Okay. It is. It has returned the result page. And I'm going to press space with G to read the result page.
Piece of SMA options, SMA status. 0 SMA updates remain. Downloads available. Unrest Kansas 7.0, Unrest Kansas 7.2, Unrest Kansas 7.5. Download button, additional components for selected release. End of document.
It's the Kansas, but it is actually KS 7.0, 7.2, 7.5. Likely, these are the radio buttons. The thing that looks like a circle is actually a radio button. Likely, the latest software we checked.
Top of page.
To check or uncheck a radio button, you press touch cursor above it, or you can press enter on the radio button. Since mine is already checked, I'm going to go to the bottom of the file.
Bottom of page. Land.
I'll press .134.
Download button.
Download button. This is used to download the actual product key. And here's what you'll get.
Please wait. Download package.
If the software in question has other resources or other software that you need to download, you can view them here. In my case,
click here to download package.
That is the only one, and you'll get the following prompt if you decide to download the product key.
Linking. Please wait. Download file into which folder? Press enter for downloads.
Since I already have the product key itself, I don't need to download it again. This is the download dialog. You can
click.
Select folder, drive, folder name, file name, you can press enter on the file name. It is best advisable that you download the product key onto the root directory of the SD card that you're going to use for upgrading. So that's the procedure to download the upgrade file. Actually, the upgrade key. That after you've downloaded it, be sure to locate the product key file because you need it for the step one of the upgrade. The next thing that you need to download is the product, the keys of upgrade disk image itself. These are either nk.bin for Brno Empower Classic and nk.rom for Brno PK. I'm going
address,
to go to
res- list open. Address, res enter for human.
Well, that happened because a lot of people are anxious to download KeySoft 7.5 upgrade that HumanWare apparently has exceeded the bandwidth usage limit. This happens because too many people are accessing the site at the moment when this occurred. And according to HumanWare representative, they are working on that. Anyway, if you're on the HumanWare website, go to search area box and type the latest version of KeySoft. In this case, type KeySoft 7.5 and press enter. Or it's likely that the news release will be up there on the front page. If you use a search function, then the likely will be the first or second resulting page. You can press enter on the name of the webpage that says like KeySoft X.x. In our case, it's the second page. The first page is KeySoft 7.5 press release, and the second page is the actual download page itself. On that KeySoft page, you'll find some links. The first section is for Empower. The first is the product key download for all units, followed by the Empower, the nk.bin file, followed by ebo.txt, ebo.bin file. Just above those is the upgrade instructions. And please, let's read the upgrade instructions before even you download the upgrade file or while you're downloading the upgrade file, because it holds important information that you'll need while you're upgrading your unit. Same goes to PK and Classic. In terms of PK, you'll see two files, nk.rom and Brno PK Upgrader. You need to download both files. On the Classic, it'll be only one file. It's nk.bin file. And just like Empower, please read the instructions for PK and Classic. If you don't know what kind of unit do you have, you can easily distinguish it. The PK is a small unit, weighing about a pound. The Brno Classic does not have the SD card slot on the back, nor the USB port. It has a parallel port instead. The Empower does not have the parallel port, except it only has an SD card slot, USB port, both sets, hosts, and the client. Please download the correct product upgrade file for the correct unit, because if you download the wrong disk image, it will corrupt the system. There was an incident where a person on the Brno list downloaded the wrong product key. This guy was running Brno Empower and he accidentally downloaded a Brno Classic disk image, thus corrupting the unit. And the one way to fix that was to start with service reset, reset with record button, and then starting all over again with the correct bin file. You click on those files and download it. Please be aware that if you're downloading a large file, the bin files are about 40 megabytes for Empower and 20 megabytes for flat for Classic. And about 20 megabytes again for nk.rom file, if I'm correct. It's advisable that you download on your PC and transfer to your Brno, either via ActiveSync or via card reader that supports either CF or SD cards, depending on the Empower. After you download those, you have to place the nk.bin file on your compact flash card for Classic users. You need to place the nk.rom and upgrade file, upgrade.ext file on the config flash card for the PK, and you need to place the nk.bin file and occasionally eboot.bin file on the root folder of the SD card for the mPower. A note of caution. Please remember the following two things. When you are using an storage media to upgrade your BurlNote, please keep in mind that BurlNote bootloader accepts cards larger than 64 megabytes and smaller than 512 megabytes. This means that the effective limit for the capacity of the card would be 64, 128, 256, and 512 megabytes. And please note that the file system is very important. It is best advisable that you format it to FAT, file allocation table 16-bit, before you start. Any card that is larger than 2 gigabytes will be automatically formatted to FAT32, file allocation table 32-bit version. And anything that is less than 2 gigabytes will be automatically formatted to FAT, file allocation table. NTFS will not work. It will not work on the upgrade nor using BurlNote. And please be aware that if you're upgrading a classic or PK, you'll need a compact flash card formatted to FAT between 64 megabytes and 512 megabytes. If you have an mPower, you need an SD card that is formatted to FAT and is in size between 64 megabytes and 512 megabytes. And please remember, you should not have a file called pdiboot.exe on the root folder of either CF or SD cards, because whatever is stored on the file will run when KeySub first starts. This is useful for operating system upgrade and so forth. The PDI boot, what is it? It's a file that is run automatically when BurlNote starts. This is a program that is used to do specific functions like installing a new product key or hijacking the BurlNote to upgrade its operating system and so forth. That was happened when upgrading from KeySub 5.1 to KeySub 6.1 on the classic. So please, there should be no PDI boot file on the root directory of compact flash and SD cards. But just in case, keep the PDI boot file. If the file is a renamed a prior key file, because if the prior key gets corrupted and if it's a serial number required, you can essentially rename the prior key file to PDI boot and it will restart when KeySub starts, then it will install the prior key for you. The next time you start KeySub, it will unlock itself. So that is the actual detail that I described earlier. Since I already have my product key file, I want to show you how to actually install a product key.
Exit. Main menu.
And please note that you need the product key for your specific serial number. Otherwise, it will not work. I'm going to go to Utilities.
Utilities menu.
And one more caution, you should have prepared your SD card by now, especially if you're using mPower. That's what I meant by formatting it to FAT16. I'm going to run a program, A.
Run program from which drive? Press enter for flash disk.
Since my product key is stored on my PC card on the program files folder, I'm going to browse there.
PC card, directory name, subdirector, packmate, program files.
I'm going to press enter on that.
Directory. Program name, press enter for KeySub 7.5 upgrade key, BrailleNote mPower, serial number, .x.
Serial number, in this case, means the serial number of unit. I'm going to press enter on the file. If it doesn't say that, you have to press space to locate the file. And in this case, you need to go to Utilities, Application Program, and browse to the folder where you have the file and locate it. I'll press enter.
Command line.
The program is now loaded. I'm going to press enter. And you'll hear this.
Welcome to Keysoft 7.5 Upgrade Key Braille Modem Power Serial Number Installation. To start the installation, press enter. To cancel, press space with E.
Okay, there are two controls here. It says welcome to Keysoft 7.5 Upgrade Key, the model, the serial number, installation. To start the installation, press enter. That is the key that you want to use. If you're using 6-dot Braille, computer Braille, you can press enter. If you're using 8-dot computer Braille, you can press enter with space, but it doesn't matter. I'll press enter and you'll hear a single beep, something like this.
Braille modem power upgrade. You are now ready to upgrade to Keysoft version 7.50. Utilities menu.
The upgrade key is now installed. So what should we do? We must exit out of here. I'm going to press the previous thumb key to get out of the main menu.
Exit, main menu.
Even though if you install a prior key, the software installation has not even begun. You need to actually go to bootloader file, bootloader, and then start the installation itself. At this moment, you have to it might be preferable to disconnect all the devices except your SD card from your unit. I will disconnect my own PC card as well.
Please wait. PC card removed.
From here, there are technically three ways to upgrade your M-Power. First, if the upgrade package does not have the file, the e-boot file, then you can just press reset with .45 or JK on the QT, and then it'll start automatically. Or you can press reset with .46 JL to go to bootloader. From there, it divides into two phases. You can either press 1 or number 1 on the QT, with that one on the BT, or PK, and the upgrade process starts automatically. Or if you press .45 reset, JK will reset at that bootloader, it will start it as well. But because we have the bootloader file, I have to update the bootloader. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press reset with JL. And you'll hear the following 5 tones. The first tone was a reset tone, the second tone was the actual upgrade tone. It is now saying beep 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 beep. It says that it is now in boot menu. On my display it says update menu version V2.7. There are a couple of things here on the bootloader. If you press 1, .1 or number 1, it will start the update Keysoft function. If you press .12 or number 2, it will start the bootloader upgrade process. If you press C or .14, it will start toggle debug on or debug up, useful if you need to troubleshoot. Actually, debug off is pretty recommended. If you press D or .145, it will start in debug start. To restart key stop, you have to actually press reset switch. If you press reset, here is what will happen, and it will revert to the key stop that you're running. And please remember that I changed the startup music, so it sounds like XP now.
Keysoft CE version 7.5, build 17.
Maybe I need to change the thingy.
Main menu.
So that is the actual way to start Keysoft.
24. Word processor, Ladder. Address list.
There we go. I'm going to press JK with JL reset now. We're now in bootloader. If I press C, beep beep, this means that the debug is on. If I press C again, this means that debug is off. And I'm going to start keys up one more time. If you press, I don't know, the QT command, if you press .4 on the BT, it'll move to the menu. We're now at bootloader. If I press enter on start keys off, it'll start keys off. I'm showing you because this is the bootloader phase. This is the bootloader. This can be
Keysoft CE version 7.5, build 17.
Whoa, it's extremely loud.
Main menu. Volume 24. Main menu. Work. Main menu.
Oh, it runs now. Why did I show the bootloader? Because it can be useful for starting in debug mode, starting the update process, and so forth. Which is useful if you need to debug Keysoft, or if you want to start upgrade from scratch. Upgrading Keysoft. Keysoft upgrade is divided into three phases: loading, erasing, and writing. In computer technology, it is called extraction, formatting, and compilation. Loading means that it will load the disk image, the BIN and ROM file from the storage media, whether compact flash or SD card, to the memory and extract the image from it. Right? Erasing means that the previous image or Keysoft version that was stored on RAM disk, Keysoft system disk, will be erased and formatted. Writing means that the image that has been loaded to memory will be compiled and transferred or written to RAM disk or Keysoft system disk. Before we do that, I'm going to warn you that from this on, there's no going back. Once you install a product key and once you start this process, you should not interrupt it. Otherwise, there will be some issues that will arise when, thanks to incomplete upgrade. So I would like to warn you that this is the last step that you, last chance that you'll be able to see the key stuff that you're working on. And from here on, there's no going back, especially if you're doing operating system upgrade. Sorry, I'm going to press reset with JL again to start the real thing. Because Keysoft 7.5 has the eBoot file that is used to update the bootloader, I need to press 2. Usually, in Keysoft upgrade, especially for Empower, it does not contain the eBoot file. If it does not include the eBoot file as a part of the package, you can just go to main menu and press reset with .4.5 to start the process. Or you can come here to bootloader and then press .1 or number row 1 to start the process. Since I need to update the bootloader, I'm going to press .12 on my BT. It said two things. Beep means that the upgrade process has started. It has loaded the image to the memory. Second, it has flashed, or second, it has erased the previous bootloader image. And third, it has written to it. In computer technology, writing to flash means is described as flashing, because you're flashing or writing the data to flash memory. This is what the firmware is usually stored on, reprogrammable read-only memory, or usually flash memory. Since the firmware is upgraded, you should see the message update complete. That signals that the firmware has been upgraded. From now on, here are two ways. You can press reset with .45 or JK to start the upgrade, or in some cases you can press .1 or number 1. But because of the instructions that's been given, I'm going to press reset with JK or .45, and you'll hear the following tone. Beep, 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 beep. This means that the upgrade has started, and it is now in upgrade procedure. The tone will be like this. Once the tone completes, you can stop holding down on the keys. It is now saying loading 26%. The percentages are stored, is written in grade 2 Braille. The loading is displayed in grade 1. What this process does is that it loads the disk image onto the memory, and it opens up the image, and then it will extract the image. BIN stands for binary disk image, where the disk image is, ROM image is stored in binary form. And ROM is the read-only image. It's now almost complete. It is now extracting the image. The tone had changed. On my display, it reads erasing 2% right now. It's 4% right now. You should have noticed that the pitch has changed, indicating that the extraction is complete. Now what it's doing is erasing the previous KeySub ROM image that was stored on KeySub system disk, known as RAM disk. It'll take a couple minutes to erase the file because it is very slow. While doing that, I'd like to mention that if you ever need to upgrade KeySoft again, and if KeySoft does not function, what you can do is, if the prior key is installed, then you can download the correct KeySoft nk.bin file to the root of the SD card and go to bootloader with pressing reset with JL or .46, and then press either .1 or reset with .45. It is recommended that you press reset with .45 or JK to start this upgrade, because it will ensure that it works smoothly. And if you don't have the prior key file, then if you have the correct file, then you can rename the prior key file. Well, actually, you can copy the prior key file to the root of the SD card. If you store it in locations like like flash disk, or PC card, or compact flash, or USB storage media on mPower, then copy that to the root folder of the SD card or compact flash card, or PKN Classic. Rename it to PDIBOOT.exe. Don't put the extension, because extension exe will be automatically added. Just rename PDIBOOT, and the next time you start install KeySoft from bootloader like this, it will start KeySoft upgrade process, and if it completes, it will run the prior key installer, thereby allowing KeySoft to unlock and run smoothly from then on. It is now saying erasing 65%. Presumably, it is erasing the system images, system files. Debug. What exactly is debug? Debug is the process of debugging or troubleshooting a software by allowing a computer to send binary information or program code to another computer so a programmer can examine it and find solutions to it. In some cases, some people on the burnout list has managed to connect a burnout to Hyperterminal, turn on the visual display, went to bootloader, started debug mode, and then the binary information about key stuff appeared on the paper terminal screen. And if you save it to text file, it will allow a program to examine it in text form and will be able to determine what's going on. The erasing process almost complete is now at 94%. After a few moments, the tone will change. Something like this. About now. That tone, you would have noticed that pitch has changed. It is now saying writing 7%. By now, what it does is that it will, since the erasing of the previous version is complete, it is now going to compile the newly extracted ROM image that is stored on RAM, and it will compile it so it can work with the platform that you're using, in this case, the Xscale processor. And it will transfer or write the image onto key subsystem disk or RAM disk. And after that it is done, even though it says 7% for the second time, it is actually 100%. And after that, key sub will automatically start. Just a brief note on the Burnout Classic, it will say like preparing and upgrading. Preparing, it will erase the image on the key subsystem disk, and it will extract the image that is stored on the compact flash drive. And then after up, it will say upgrading, dot dot dot. That means that the image is being extracted and being written to key subsystem disk. On the Burnout PK, when the upgrade, you need to go to utilities and you need to go to upgrader. The Burnout PK, since it doesn't have the bootloader of its own, you need to go to utilities, go to application program, and run the upgrader file. And it'll actually do the same thing as loading procedure that I've demonstrated earlier. It will load the image.nk.rom file, extract it, and then upgrade it. And by the, along that way, Burnout will display utilities menu. But in the behind the scenes, Burnout PK is actually upgrading the thingy. In order for the new KeyStuff version to run, you need to start Burnout PK from scratch by pressing C1 and C4, the far left control key and the far right control key, until it says off. The next time you start KeyStuff, it will run the new KeyStuff that is stored on flash on KeyStuff system disk, the new file that has been extracted from nk.rom file. It is now almost complete. It says writing 83% now. By now, about 80% on, it will register the system components in into registry. And it's now 92%. Under some circumstances, it will say things like 1%. After 93%, it just went to 1%. It is actually 94%. 96, 97, 99. And the upgrade process is complete. And you hear the music. Following that, you'll hear the following announcement. Your display is cleared.
I wonder what... KeyStuff CE version 7.5. Build 17. Main menu.
A bit louder here. It said, on the Burnout display, started first, KeyStuff CE version, and it said main menu, and then speech cut off.
22. 24. Main menu.
That'll be enough. So that is the whole upgrade procedure. Let us review again. There are three phases, especially for mPower. Loading, it will load the disk image file onto memory, and it'll extract the content. Erasing, it will erase the previous KeyStuff image from KeyStuff system disk. Writing, it will compile and write and transfer the image to the KeyStuff system. The newer extracted image to KeyStuff system disk. On the Burnout Classic, preparing, it will erase the previous key sub image on the Burnout key sub system disk. Upgrading, it will extract the image and it'll transfer write the image onto key sub system disk. Burnout PK, if you run the upgrader file, it will extract the ROM file. It'll install it while Burnout display shows utilities. And then after that, it will prompt you to reset the unit by pressing C1 and C4. After that, the memory gets cleared and the new image file will be run. The next time you press C1 and C4 to power on your Burnout from scratch. And that is the overview of how the upgrade goes in behind the scenes manner. Worst scenarios. If I install the product key, how come it says serial number required? Well, because it might be because the product key might have somehow been damaged, or the registry key is corrupted. To remedy this, there is a simple procedure to do that. What you need to locate the product key file, copy to the root of the storage media that you use to upgrade the machine, whether a compact flash or classic or PK, an SD card for mPower, copy that file and then rename it to PDIBOOT. I'm going to do that now to show you what it actually happens. I'm going to File Manager.
File Manager menu.
Drive.
Drive. Resenter for PC card. The system cannot find the drive specified.
Oh,
drive. Resenter for flash disk. PC card ready.
There we go.
PC card. Folder name.
And what are the program files?
Program. List of files and program file. PSOP 4.02 early. PSOP 7.5 upgrade key trail node image.
Thank you. So that's it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press backspace with Y, Control Y on QT to copy this to root folder of SD card.
Destination drive, resenter for flash disk, SD card, destination folder name. One file copied, PSOP 7.5 upgrade key trail node M.
If you have the key sub product key on the root folder of the SD card, you don't have to worry about doing this step. But the next step is crucial. I'm going to press E chord.
Exit. Drive. Resenter for PC card.
I'm going to change to SD card.
SD card. Folder name. Resenter for none.
None.
List of files in none folder.
I'm going to press K until I find
PSOP 7.2 upgrade key. PSOP 7.5 upgrade key.
There you go. And I'm going to press backspace R, Control R, and QT to rename it to
new name for PSOP 7.5
PDIBOOT. Press enter.
List of files in none folder.
Essentially, this is the renamed key sub product key, except that when you press reset, it will do this. And please remember, if you have any extensions installed, it will give you this prompt. It'll say something like
PSOP CE version 7.5, build 17.
This.
Welcome to PSOP 7.5 upgrade key trail node.
Okay, that's it. It just launched the upgrade key itself. I'm going to press enter and you hear
trail node mPower upgrade. You are now main menu.
Okay, the file is now upgraded. That is a procedure that you want to use if you have somehow misentered the product key or did not run the product key file before you started this, and if it prompts serial number required. You can just rename the product key file, copy it to SD card, and rename it to PDIBOOT, PDI boot, and it will run automatically. I need to delete the PDI boot file, so I'm going to
drive SD.
Since the PDI boot is hidden, I'm going to have to
Diboot.exe.
The file is gone. PDIBoot.exe. You do not want them to lying them out because every time you press reset, the PDIBoot file will run.
Use dictionary or this main menu.
If you have some extensions like GPS, Concise Dictionary, Name Tutorial installed, it will say things like system files have been upgraded, press has been updated, press reset. Press reset button on the Verno Empower and Classic, or press C3 and C4 on the Verno PK. And that will allow the system components like the extensions such as Lemma Tutorial Dictionary to run properly. So that is the complete procedure on how to upgrade the Burnout and what exactly is Bootloader. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and hope that you learned many things about Keysoft that you didn't know about. If you have any questions about upgrading Burnout, if you encounter some issues like the serial number required or something like that, call HumanWare at 1-800-722-3393 on US, or email at support@humanware.com stating your specific issue that you're having. If you want to contact me, you can contact me by email at joseph.lee, J-O-S-E-P-H, .lee22590 at gmail.com, or joseph.lee22590 at blindsea.com, or joseph_lee22590 at yahoo.com. See you next time in the future episode of Burnout series. And please remember, use this procedures at your own risk. The author of this recording is not responsible for damages incurred from misuse of this material.